What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We did, but you could also say, see? Did you guys see Joe Burrow play last night and how he connected with Ja'Marr Chase? And Mike, we know we're not going to see Michael Penix, but we talked about this yesterday and we had games last night. Falcons take on the Lions, guys. Pregame starts at 5 coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But you can look at this from both perspectives, Mike. And I know we're going to talk about what we're going to see tonight, but last night I know there were a lot of people who were saying, this is why you don't play your guy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different scenarios and different strokes for different folks. Anthony Richardson's trying to win a starting quarterback job against Daniel Jones. He's got to play. I mean, you've got to have a measuring stick for that job and to who's going to win it. But I mean, look, I don't know, do some teams feel it's a little uncool to send a blitz like that in a preseason game? All's fair. I mean, it's football. But I mean, that was, I mean, old school Raven, like, wow, that just, you just knocked his ding-dong in the dirt. But you mentioned it. You know, you see Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase like it's week 11. And they're just rolling through the Eagles like Swiss cheese. So, I mean, some coaches say you got to get the reps. Still, Anthony Richardson, a little inexperienced. Is he not, obviously not seeing that blind side coming at you? But still, it's one that gives everybody ammunition to see. This is why you don't play the starters.
No doubt. And tonight, look, for our squad, we're talking about the Falcons. There are some battles that we're trying to pay attention to up front. Now, the problem is we don't know how many snaps any of these guys are going to get, right? Nobody's going to play the entire game. But we think, we're suggesting that, like, up front, Mike and I have talked a lot about the defensive tackles and, you know, what the D-line's going to look like. Well, we're watching that tonight. Mike's been talking a lot about Ruka Roro, you know, is listed in Grady Jarrett's old spot as the team's, right, you know, first official defensive tackle on the list. But you talk about these other guys, Dorlus and Morgan Fox and Kentavious Street. Mike, maybe we get a sense tonight of what that's going to look like, to include, by the way, Zach Harrison and Taquan Graham. These are the guys up front, guys, Onyemata, that we're going to be taking a look at, Mike, and those are some of the battles that are going to be happening over the next few weeks in preseason.
Right, and we talked about, even with the absence of Troy Anderson, you still got some guys trying to fight for the edge rush. You know, again, it's kind of different in a 3-4, the blitzing linebacker, for lack of a better word. Does Braylon Trice have a chance to reestablish himself in the pecking order, or is he going to be on the sideline all season? It all starts tonight, because this is going to be some valuable minutes for guys like him. There's a lot of guys now in the secondary. That was, a couple years ago, kind of a weakness, Carl. Now we've got more depth thanks to the draft, so we'll see how some of these guys, you know, what is Clark Phillips going to look like in this preseason?
404-726-0929, guys. As we mentioned, we're going till 5 o'clock, but we are going to get a chance to talk to our man B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, from CBS Sports, and he covers the NFL. We just saw him at Falcons camp. He's been making his way around a variety of NFL camps, and we'll talk to him coming up as we normally do on Friday. And also Steve Coonan will join us as he normally does. Just a couple of things being moved up as we'll get out a little bit early. But as I said today on social media, and we invite you to follow us, guys, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. It's football. Mike, last night I was like, the guy that I'm like, it's on. I know it doesn't mean anything, but I got to watch, and I'm trying right to take this in. And that's how I feel about this Falcon matchup. Again, there are position battles, guys, including, for example, this kicking competition. Is Koo kicking the entire game tonight, or are we going to see Lenny kick a few, Mike? I mean, like, I know Koo's been pretty consistent here this week. As I always say, Koo, I'm watching you. But that's something else that may play out. Maybe they just allow Koo to get his feel. I don't know, but these are the kind of things that are going to work their way, you know, through this preseason. And then also, if you're wondering, it's Easton Stick and Emory Jones, guys. Those are the starting quarterbacks for us tonight. If you're wondering, they're going to see a majority of the snaps.
Right. You mentioned earlier in the week they got that IPP, the International Player Pathway. So you get an exemption. We could, from what I'm reading, we could stick Lenny Craig on the practice squad. Nobody can get him. So that's cool. And we have a guy that is an insurance policy with a big leg, but just not as consistent as what Koo has looked like in this preseason. Look, we killed Koo last year because if you're dressing and you're out there, we expect you to do your job. That's, I think, true, Carl, for any sport, you know, and he just was really not good because the hip, and the, as we later found out, like a groin, as Carl says, it was not good. But I got to be honest, Koo has looked like his old self in what we've seen in those game-type scenarios they're trying to replicate at Flowery Branch.
All right, we got a lot to talk about with you guys. You can chime in, as always. Text us. Find us on social media. So my question to you, my friend, is how did it go last night?
Two things. If my sister could just simply had scheduled a flight from LaGuardia and not JFK, more planes, more flights, easy. Plane was delayed. It didn't leave New York till like 8:40. And then, unfortunately, I can't talk too much about it because me and a lot of motorists being inconvenienced for an hour, it pales in comparison to a tragedy last night on I-85.
Sure.
Around the Fairburn exit. Two parents killed. The baby survives in the back seat. Just terrible. At the time, I was in it, you know, behind that big wreck. We didn't know what's going on. But yeah, last night, Carl, I'd never been in this situation where they're sending cars back down the highway southbound on the northbound side, on the median, on the emergency lane on the right, and eventually the state police and Fairburn police did as good a job as you could do. And so basically I'm going all the way back to my own exit, going up the on-ramp. So it was kind of just crazy. Eventually she just took a taxi home, but thoughts and prayers for the Epps family. And just if you didn't see it in the AJC or on Channel 2, just terrible situation last night as they hit in the back of an 18-wheeler. So again, I took down my comments on Twitter because again you don't know what's going on ahead of you.
Sure.
And then once you find out it's a tragedy, obviously there's nothing to talk about. But yeah, we did get home and we caught up and chewed the fat last night till about 2:30 in the morning. The dogs are basically dead right now on the back. They're sitting outside completely catatonic on the grass. But great to catch up with family. My niece is listening on the radio outside to us right now as we're doing
the
show.
Awesome. Well, welcome. Glad you were able to come back and glad you guys are safe. That's a wild situation, man. And for the child to survive in the back seat. Look, I'll say this. And like my wife was overly protective. Matter of fact, we probably kept our daughter in a car seat way longer than we needed to. But that's why you strap these kids in, man. You got to strap the kids in. And I know like people take that for granted. Oh, we're just going down the street. Never. Strap them in. And that's what these car seats are for. And, you know, it's unfortunate for the parents, certainly, and the family. But the baby survives. Yeah, I saw that and was like taken back. I had no idea that you were behind all of that. And you know, we're wrapped up like so many people in that whole situation yesterday. But good news is your sister, you know, again, sister family's here and niece is going to have a good time. Hey, man, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Here's the deal about last night. And we got to talk about, you know, what Drake Baldwin did as well. We'll talk some Braves because I'm just frustrated that we didn't see more of this young man when we were calling for him to be inserted into the lineup. And he had a great game last night. But as far as the starters playing, and again, we're going to see, you know, Shador. Mike said this. There are guys who are battling for jobs. That is a different element than a guy who is an established starter. And, you know, tonight we got some more games. We'll have plenty of games on Saturday. I think we got three or two games on Sunday. So it's a full week in a preseason football. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, guy just hit me up. He says, what about the corner situation? Look, as far as we know, it's A.J. Terrell at one corner and Hughes at the other, Mike. That's what we've been told, right? I mean, now, all these other guys are vying for either a nickel spot or a backup spot, but that's not a position necessarily we've been paying attention to as far as a battle. Nobody's taking A.J.'s spot, guys. Hughes, remember, they brought him back. Mike and I debated whether the value and whether he was worth it. But the only other guy, Mike, we talked about this kid, I think, this week when we were up there, was Kobe Bryant, right? That's the kid that they have high hopes for. I think he had a pick this week. But maybe he shows a flash or two and maybe is inserted into the rotation. But I don't think corner is something I'm looking at as like, oh, this is a big battle.
Look, you do the math, right? There's, what, 64 corners, starting corners. Hughes comes in around 44 from the PFF nerds. So, again, it's all relative. But maybe Hughes isn't as bad as I've thought he has been over the years, because generally with A.J. Terrell, they're just always picking on the other side. Clark Phillips, I mentioned to you earlier, you know, time to kind of, you know, nut up and see what your role is going to be in the nickel, because we've got guys like Billy Bowman, who I love. You know, I know D. Alford's still battling for a spot. I'm surprised D was brought back, but they did. We've seen Natron Brooks look good in practice. You already mentioned Kobe Bryant with a C. Lamar Jackson is another guy, the other Lamar Jackson. These are all guys that are battling, but it would be Hughes and Terrell. And then how does the nickel play? And then, of course, that dimes position, we thought maybe, you know, if Xavier Watts or Billy Bowman. Billy Bowman's kind of a ball hawk. He was in college at Oklahoma, and that'll be another guy for you guys to look for, and I'm sure you'll see him out there tonight. And he'll be wearing number 33 if you're watching tonight.
All right, man. By the way, as we mentioned, coming up, Bryant McFadden is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, and Steve Coonan will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. But we'll certainly take your calls, man. Want to know how excited you are when it comes to, you know, getting ready for the season. It's hard to get excited when we know we're not going to see a bunch of our starters. But as I said, it's football, and that's kind of where I am. All right, Mike, when we come back, we will talk about what happened last night. Brian Snicker's comparing, and this is huge, Baldwin to Brian McCann. Now, I don't know if he's going to be that good, but if he's anywhere close, we got something. And for the Braves, we could be looking at another rookie of the year. Not only a candidate, guys, but maybe he wins the award. And if he does, we found out something last night that I don't think most people know. We'll share that with you as well here when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Everybody, hope you are ready for some football. Falcons preseason gets underway tonight against the Lions. Next week, Mike and I have been talking about how excited we are to see the Titans practices as well. And then we'll play those guys next Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then we got one more preseason game at Cowboys the 22nd. They get a week off or so. It's actually about 8 days or so. And then we get ready for the season, guys. I mean, that now it's live. So this thing's going to fly by, but tonight they got to get some work in. Mike.
Hey, Carl, by the way, yeah, real quick, because we're working on remote today from the house. I just was talking to a couple of guys on the text line. Again, all going, yeah, the Anthony Richardson shows you why, as you said, you don't want your guys out there. I watched this video about five times during the commercial break. He's got absolutely no situational awareness, doesn't pick up the linebacker, and is completely locked down from the moment he's in the shotgun, only looking at the left side of the field. So it goes back to Anthony Richardson's complete lack of situational awareness and why they brought in Daniel Jones in the first place. So I know guys are using this as the perfect example of aha, but it's another example of Anthony Richardson doesn't get what he's doing.
I don't think they thought they were bringing heat on that particular point.
Like, he never even looks that car.
No.
He doesn't scan the field. He is completely locked on the two receivers,
sure,
the tight end and the wide end on the left. And again, I'm watching it again as you speak. So, I mean, I get it. Yes, it's you want to mitigate injuries, but then there's guys, there's a reason why he's out there trying to, why he's playing, because he's trying to figure out this position.
And by the way, I don't even know if that was a blitz. I think it was just, he didn't, like you said, the missed block, or he didn't see him. Either way,
doesn't even look that side.
And by the way, here's the other side of this. If he does recognize that, Anthony Richardson, I don't think he would have done this because he thinks he's Superman with his athleticism, but just get down. Like, get down. If he would have saw that, Mike, and like, this guy has a wide open shot on me, just go down, take the loss, keep it moving. But he probably would have tried to escape. Either way, it is a dislocated finger. It's not as if he's out for the season. So, you know, with all due respect, like when we talk about these injuries, yes, that kind of stuff can happen, but that could happen on any particular play. That is not going to negate me, though, from playing Michael Penix. And this is what this is more about. It's about our guy, and we said this yesterday. You know, I want to see him gain as many reps and as much experience as he can before the start of the season. And when I saw Joe Burrow yesterday, and I said this to you guys, I said, Chase is going to be out there. And he was, because that's his dude. And all of a sudden, you know, Chase has four catches for like 77 yards and a touchdown. And I'm like, Drake, was Drake going to play when Penix plays? If that is, in fact, next week, I don't know.
I know that we've had this 11-on-11, and a lot of guys kind of rolled their eyes. We were talking about it yesterday. But I don't know what the rate is for other teams and how they practice, but we have certainly seen as much game-type scenario, 11-on-11, R1s going up against R1s, Carl, at Flowery Branch. And maybe that's why Ross says, you know, he can get the work out against the Titans, and there'll be more of the stuff that we're talking about, and you might not see these guys play. I still think you got to get them out there in the game scenario to get that rhythm and get that synergy. So, I mean, look, if we come out and we don't look flat in week one and we don't look discombobulated, then okay, then we figured it out. But I just thought at times against Steelers, we looked awful last year.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and that's one of the things that happened last night. We're going to talk more about that as we get into 4th and 1 and some of the things we'll look ahead to coming up tonight as there are plenty of games on tap. Hey, Big O's behind the glass, guys. He is our engineer handling all the things and keeping us on air. Of course, our executive producer is Day-Day. We're glad that you are here leading up to the Falcons' first preseason game again. Pre-game starting at 5 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now, though, let's get to the Daily Download. Well, it's Braves, and more importantly, it's Baldwin. I mean, this kid is showing you, and I think has shown you throughout the course of the season, why we wanted him in the lineup. It's a day late and a dollar short for the Braves. Look, one guy would not have made the difference. But what you did is you slowed the development process down for a guy like Drake Baldwin to be in on the big league squad every day and be in the lineup. And look, when you start getting these comparisons, and I want you to hear Brian Snicker talk about this kid. He had 5 ribbies last night, a couple of home runs. When you start talking about some of the all-time great catchers for the Braves and you're saying Baldwin reminds you of guys, listen to our manager, Brian Snicker.
Yeah, no, I said he reminds me of Brian McCann a lot. You know, Matt came up and was the same way, you know, that it was above his years behind the plate and as an offensive player and you know, Drake's right there with him.
Very interesting, Mike. And look, we love McCann. He was a hell of a catcher. Braves win 8-6. They beat the Marlins. But the catalyst last night was, again, Baldwin. And, Mike, I don't know if this team would have hit any differently, but we're seeing this guy have it, right? He produces and certainly has a flair at the plate to come through in these big moments.
Right, and I get it. Marcell Ozuna has been the bread and butter guy, but Marcell Ozuna, Carl, wasn't hitting for 2 months, and this is why I'm ready to move on from Snitker. I mean, we knew we got a platoon at the catcher position, but I mean, you had so much time. Now, I'm not saying to your point you could have turned the season around, but when Ozuna was batting 167, you know, and 188 in the month of June and July, that's when you should have had him in the DH position on the days he wasn't catching. But this is, you know, that's why I say put a mirror under Snicker's nose, because he's lost it. He lost his fastball. I love Snicker. 21 was great. This is not his year. Not his best work. You got a guy that's raking, and he's been killing it, and you wasted 2 months of Ozuna doing nothing when you could have had that guy, Drake Baldwin, in his DH.
Ozuna last night, 3 of 4, did have a solo shot. Game 2 of the series tonight. Let's hear Snit talk about the work that Baldwin's been putting in.
No, I mean, he very consistent in his study, and I know he's always in Cranny's ear about game planning, and he, you know, every time I go by the video room, he's in there, you know, doing his work and breaking hitters down, and which is something that you have to do, and that's a tool and a resource in today's game that you have to use, and he does, and he's just real consistent in his work, I think, and got kind of an even keel. I don't see him ever, the moment being too big or letting things get away from him. I mean, he's got a really good temperament about him and can keep things, slow the game down really well for a young guy. It's a big thing.
Yeah, there's a lot there, man. Look, all I can say, Mike, is we know ball players when we see ball players.
Right.
And this kid's a ball player. That's what I can tell you. There have been guys that, you know, they get less opportunity or more opportunity, and you're like, I don't think this guy's a ball player. either way, Drake Baldwin, we haven't heard a lot from him this year. I want you to hear what he said last night. Again, talking Braves here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Plenty more about the Falcons coming up as we get to the Daily Download and all the top stories. But this is Baldwin. He was asked last night about how he's adjusting, Mike, to all these new pitchers because – hell, you look up one day, you don't even know who's pitching.
Yeah, I mean, just conversations. I mean, they've all been huge, and they're super open in talking to us about what they like to do, certain situations where they want to throw a certain pitch in a certain location, and what pitches they have, what's their best stuff. You kind of have to talk to them through it because when you haven't been back there behind the plate when they're throwing, it's a little bit different than just watching it on video. So, and then it's just continued conversation throughout the game. Of just what they want to throw, what they like to throw. And, I mean, when they get more and more starts in, you just start to get that connection and you start to gel a little better.
Yeah. He's such a likable player, and I think it was either CJ or Brandon last night on the broadcast on FanDuel talking about how much work he puts in on video, scouting the teams they're playing, Carl. So when he's behind the plate, he's got his plan for how he's going to call his game. Now, unfortunately, last night, Carrasco was hot garbage.
But
the good news is Cookie got squished, but the good news is the rest of the team, include. I was like, tell me Iglesias is not going to screw this up. Good job last night, 15 save, 2 strikeouts. But yeah, all of the clutch, the runners in scoring position, Baldwin 2 for 3, the 5 RBIs. What a show!
And by the way, we're going to let you hear his 2 home runs because we mashed him up. He's 24 years old, guys. And when we start talking about next year, this is one of the positive spots. Again, know what Acuna can do. We hope Olsen and all these guys, Riley, their power numbers go up and they come back to what we know they can be. But this is a positive in this lineup. And again, a lot of this is going to be on AA to address the pitching stuff. But this is a Baldwin. He went deep last night. Braves win. They'll continue the series tonight against the Marlins.
This ball is hit high and deep out to right center. Off the bat of Drake Baldwin. And it's gone. Add that to his Rookie of the Year resume. 1-0 Atlanta. Baldwin gives this a ride. Right center. Is it a 2-homer? No. Yes, it is. 3-run bomb here in the 6th for Drake.
Okay.
One of the cool things that Oren, who's producing engineering along with our man Day-Day, brought up yesterday, which is the new wrinkle, Carl, to get teams to not monkey around with guys' money. Remember how you and I were going bananas in 2018?
Yes.
About getting Ronald Acuna into the show?
Yes.
And how they waited till the first 2 months were done so they'd have that extra year of eligibility? Well, in an effort to prevent teams from doing that, Oren brings up the fact that, yeah, you get the Rookie of the Year, you get an extra first-round pick.
It's incredible. And I'm not going to say we need it, but we need all the help we can get. Yes, let's restock this farm system accordingly on top of potentially having another Rookie of the Year. Not only candidate, I do think this guy, because of the way he's helped this team, the problem is, Mike, you know, are they going to look at the Braves and say, yeah, great kid, great season, kid, you're not it. The year Money Harris wins it, we're winning. We're winning. We're a winning club. That's the difference. And so I don't know if they hold that against him or not, but I hope we get it because, yeah, I'd love to have that pick. Hey, man, let's get to story number 2. It's Falcons-Lions tonight. Mike, don't ask me what the spread is, okay? Please, don't ask me.
What? You want to know?
What is it? What's the number?
It is Detroit minus 3.5. Over under is 32.5.
Okay.
Detroit coming off an awful appearance in the Hall of Fame game in Canton. Yeah, Dan Campbell, their coach, calls him out. You get to see Tate Ratledge from Georgia. Dan Jackson, unfortunately, looks like a season-ending injury for another Georgia Bulldog. But as we gave you some, we'll continue to give you some of the backup battles for the Falcons. More on the defense. I know you want to see what's going to happen at that wide receiver position. Can somebody, you know, be the guy taking over for Mooney until he gets to be 100%? Because we hadn't seen it from Shark. But 32 points for a preseason game? Without Michael Penix in it?
It's a lot. I mean, I think it's a lot.
It's 17-17. I mean, right. It's 17-17 gets you over.
Yeah.
I'm not touching it.
I knew you had the number. How did I know you had the number?
That's what I do, man.
Hey, man, coming up, whatever success they have, this season's going to start with the guys up front. We talked to a bunch of these guys, including Ryan Neuzel. We'll let you hear some of the things they had to say leading into this preseason game tonight. Again, I don't think you're going to see like Jake Matthews, okay, or McGarry, but you're going to see some of the backups. But we'll talk about what this O-line is trying to accomplish when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting ready for tonight's preseason game. Falcons-Lions. And bottom line is, you know, Mike, there are things to watch, and then we're just kind of, again, hoping to get through the preseason healthy. There are a bunch of games tomorrow that people will be paying attention to. I am waiting on this Shador situation. Look, and I don't know what it means. Somebody said to me, they said, because, you know, we've been big proponents for Shador. We think highly of the kid. I think he's better than what they advertise, and that has nothing to do with the draft. Ultimately, he's going to get his shot. And somebody said, well, does this mean he, you know, wins the starting job? I don't think you win the starting job, Mike, through one preseason game. But I do think you open up some eyes, and already there's a, you know, a groundswell for him to maybe get some more run, get some more reps. So I think he can help himself. Can he hurt himself? Because some people saying, are the Browns throwing him to the wolves here when you say, hey, our other guys are hurt. Shador, go ahead. You're going to play with the second and third team guys. Good luck. Right. And then if he doesn't play well, then they go, I told you so.
Well, I mean, I saw this. The people reacted to Stephen A. Look, Stephen A's been mailing it in a lot this year, but Stephen A, they're setting him up to fail. They're getting him on the field. The only way he gets on the field, Carl, is because of the injuries when you're the fourth string.
Yep.
So I just think you make the most of it. And, you know, if he's not a – I think people – it's funny how many guys don't even know what his game is, Carl. Did you watch him at Colorado? He's in the pocket. Now, he's got elusiveness, but he's not going to be making his money as a dual threat guy. You got to block for him. So if they can't protect him, yeah, it could be – yes, that would be Stephen's accurate analysis. They're setting him up for a fail. But, I mean, here's his chance. You know, you want to quote Eminem, you want me to do it. He's the man. It's the moment. Let's go. Because he's not going to have many chances to get any reps, regardless of third, second, first team. So I think he's just got to shine, and hopefully he opens some eyeballs, right?
Yeah, that's all you can hope for, man. And we want our guys to open up some eyeballs. I want you to hear Xavier Watts. Mike and I, by the way, we did a ton of interviews. We'll do more this upcoming week. We'll be up at Flowery Branch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, getting you ready for our next week's game against the Titans. Titans will be in town to practice. But we did speak to a lot of guys, and they're all online at Odyssey.com. Make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you can keep up with everything that's going on with the show and the content. But this is Xavier Watts, and he's playing tonight. He's one of the defensive guys, young guys, that's going to get some run and get some playing time. He was talking about what he wanted to do tonight, Mike. Watts trying to impress.
Truly just the type of player I am. I'm ready to go out there and just truly just play fast. All of college, I just went out there, played fast, made plays. So ready to show Falcon Nation. That's what I'm going to do for however long I'm here. So,
yeah, man. And look, Mike, I don't know. Have you seen enough of him making plays over the last few weeks? I mean, like, I'm not sure. I'm not telling you he can't play, but I'm not sure what to think about Watts. All his teammates, including Jesse Bates, they all think very highly of him and have said great right. things about his practice habits.
Now, we didn't know if Watts was banged up, and that's why they brought in Henry Black, or just, you know, initially, like, oh, is he doing what he needs to be doing? Because they brought in a guy who's bounced around the league for 3 years, but or just to get more depth at the position. I like Xavier Watts. I mean, the fact that he's kind of like a Jesse Bates light. But, I mean, maybe I don't know. I've just been following or seeing more plays, or at least when I'm watching practice, I seem to be drawn, as I said to you earlier in the show, 33, Billy Bowman.
Yeah.
And maybe what he can do as far as that nickel and/or dime package.
Yeah. I'm with you. And I like Bowman's energy as well. Watts also talked about preparing for Friday despite missing time. Because, guys, early in the week he missed some time. He did scrimmage on Wednesday when they had that live scrimmage that Mike and I were talking about. And then obviously they did some work yesterday before tonight's game. But here's what he said about missing the time.
Yeah, I still feel ready to go. I mean, all the work I've still done through our little break throughout the summer still is preparing me for Friday. I've still been getting good work, even though I missed a couple of days or whatnot. But, you know, condition is still good. Still been in the playbook learning stuff, so I'm still ready to go.
Yeah, so he's going to get that opportunity tonight. You guys can hit us up 404-726-0929 as we talk about Falcons' first preseason game. Ryan Neuzel, Mike, you were impressed, right, when we talked to him earlier this week?
I like the guy. He's kind of like, you know, it's funny, right out of Central Casting. The aw shucks offensive lineman, just a big lovable galoot from downriver Bradenton, going to App State and then finding his way to eventually start in the NFL. But I mean, but again, he might look like a teddy bear, but he's a killer. You know, just like Chris Lindstrom is. I like the guy. It was a fun interview. And as we said, we didn't complain. When he plugged in for Drew Dahlman last year, it wasn't like we were complaining about him, and neither were the Falcons. Other teams didn't make offers because Falcons could always match it. That's not like somehow indicative of him not doing the job. There was just no point because you could come at him for some coin and Falcons could match or raise it up. Either way, they got the guy they're confident in at center.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And the closeness of this O-line, we spoke with Jake Matthews. I know the middays guys, they had Bergeron. We talked with Ryan Neuzel. We're kind of going up and down the line, right? McGarry spoke this week. And you kind of get a sense they're all rooting for each other, but they're closer maybe, Mike, than we thought they were, right? That's the thing that I've taken away from this week is like, okay, when Jake was like, okay, we hang out, we're all kind of been here now, especially you got three guys that have been on this O-line for a while now, as far as the vets are concerned, that's the thing that I took away. Like, okay, these guys are for each other, which some of you may take that and go, well, Dukes and Bell, what the hell does that mean? Guys, you got to have a close-knit family. Like, that. This thing that you're always together, you're trying to read another guy in real time on that O-line, Mike. You're picking up blitzes. You're communicating. If we're really going to do something, this is where it starts. And I'm going to say this. For Michael Penix, we think his ability is off the charts. But, Mike, if they can't protect him, it won't mean anything.
No, and look, he's going to be missing some throws. We've seen it at practice. Sometimes he sails the football. You know, sometimes, you know, he's looking to press it. He's looking to go down the field. And when you do that, yeah, there's going to be some turnover. So you can take some of the growing pains with Michael Penix Jr. I mean, I don't expect this guy to step right out and all of a sudden, boom, you know, he's Joe Montana. You know, I was joking around with you earlier in the week about him being looking like Montana to Rice with Drake London in a very John Fricke-like comparison. But he's got great synergy with Drake. I hate the fact we're not getting reps for Darnell Mooney with Michael Penix, you know, at this part of camp. We'll have to wait for that, you know, and that'll be, sounds like when the season starts, he's got a real aptitude for the Kyle Pitts athleticism and getting him the ball in a position where Pitts can make plays. So this could be like the turnaround we're looking for, or getting Pitts back to what he should be, because Penix has got his back and wants to get him involved.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. And again, won't see him either tonight, unfortunately. Nope. So, you know, again, a lot of this stuff and a lot of the guys we're discussing, we just got to wait to see what that's actually going to look like. But we can testify. It's looked really good at practice. Okay.
Right.
It's looked really good when they've gone up against each other and it's been full speed. There hasn't been a lot of this. Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's got it. It's been wow. There's been a lot of wow, and that looks good, and guys are catching the ball. Mike, did you see, I don't know if you saw it, you guys, you follow the Falcons, they mic'd up Michael Penix, and that throw he made to Ray McCloud the other day on that live scrimmage on Wednesday,
oh,
I didn't know
beautiful.
He was mic'd up, and he's mic'd up, and he makes that throw, they go through the, you know, he hikes the ball, he makes the throw, and he literally says, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to be on point when the season starts. And like, he's telling one of the defensive guys, he hits that throw, and you just see, like, the confidence we've been talking about. Like, he's mic'd up. I didn't even know it until they showed us, you know, on the video. But he literally is like, I'm telling you, once the season starts, it's going to be there. I'm going to be on point. And I just say that to say, guys, that's how he's been the entire camp. He's been that way the entire camp. And now he's talking noise to his other guys on defense and letting them know, you see that throw I just did? Get used to it. That's what we're going to be doing. I love it, man.
No, man, I just think there's guys that, you know, have that athleticism. And Ray's kind of, Ray's like the undersized guy. But the dude makes, I mean, he makes some cuts. He makes some plays. I think we're still just scratching the surface in this offense with Michael Penix. But you're right. We saw that throw to Drake, which is like the super NFL, super slow-mo, the throw you just talked about where you and I are in the shot. By the way, super slow-mo, you can see us. But it's just, there's all part. I mean, people always joke around about, you know, I want to see you throw the bomb. You know, Al Davis loved the vertical passing game. You're going to see that. Big chunks. You know, we talk about the explosive play. I think Penix with this receiver core, again, provided Mooney gets back on the field, that's going to be one of the calling cards, hopefully coming off a play action to Bijan or Tyler.
Yeah, that's going to be key right there. Because all that stuff's going to open up, man. I mean, like, and that's where by the way, if you have the first pick, this is off the just something I'm just thinking about. In your fantasy draft, where are you picking Bijan? Are you taking him number one?
I mean, some guys, they're gonna go with Jamar Chase just because the volume is there and obviously the rate is there. But, I mean, I took him fourth. I jumped a little early for last year's draft, and I won the fantasy league with him. And I doubled down with Jamar Gibbs. So I think if you can get him, you know, I think
Mike,
like, you're going to have
to pick. I think he's going to be gone by fourth round this year.
No, I'm saying fourth overall. I'm sorry, fourth overall.
Oh, got you. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Got you. Sorry.
Yeah, because some guys went all wide receiver. I went running back first. And I live with some mediocre wide receiver play, but I'm with you. I think Chase, I think some of the regular usual suspects will go early, but if you're going running back, I think you take Bijan first. I think you take him over all the other guys.
That's
just for
I
the way
feel.
He's going to be used. Yeah, I'm
That's,
with you.
Yeah, well, somebody, again, talking to my buddies, they're like, who you picking first? I'm like, and then everybody's still on McCaffrey. I'm like, I'm a little skeptical. I'm a little skeptical.
No way. McCaffrey, didn't he come in at like NFL? Orrin would know. I think he was in the 60s as far as where he ranks in top 100 players. And some of that is just about durability, I think.
Yeah,
should be a lot higher.
I just thought that's what I don't trust. I don't trust him being healthy for the whole season. But, yeah, and for me, like, Bijan is ascending. Like, we've seen, okay, glimpses, first season, wow, okay, wow, he does this, he does that. Like, he's ascending to that level, and again, I don't want to say he's Saquon, because Saquon's special, but I do feel like he's going to be in that kind of company. But yeah, man, I was just curious, because a lot of fantasy guys, you know, starting to look at stuff and watching preseason games, and if you're playing fantasy football, you're thinking about, hey, where you're picking. Yeah, I think he's going to be gone early.
Problem
maybe,
for me?
Maybe right. First. Go ahead.
Sorry, cut you off. Problem for me is because I finally won Shenanigans League. Man, I've been the commissioner of this thing for a decade. I'm picking 10th. So I got that 10-11 flip. You know, you come in, then I got to wait for another, you know, 20-some-odd picks. So it's kind of like, ooh, all the stuff you're going to want, Carl, will be off the, you know, probably off the books. So maybe I get Jamar Gibbs if I'm lucky, a guy like that, you know, 10 or 11. But a couple of guys asked me, do you take a flyer on Tyler Allgeier in the later rounds? Yeah, of course. You know, when you're filling out the roster, because he's always going to be that, you know, and some days he's going to break it. Some days I think you hope you dial him up in the red zone so he gets you some points.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour, should I say. You will get a chance to hear the pregame show leading into Arch and Wes tonight. They'll have the game for you. Those guys are always tremendous. And I think I heard Arch on a promo talk about turn your TV down and seek us up on the radio.
Yes. There's an easy way to do that. Easy way to do that. And again, it's you fiddle with the delay and just pausing the TV, and it's the way to go. By the way, real quick, Carl.
Yeah.
I just mentioned Tyler Allgeier. Had a guy kind of come at us. Let me just read this tweet.
Okay.
Because I'm always, you know, checking it out. Guy goes, Tyler Allgeier on D&B show. Interview went well. I'll be damn after the interview. These cats start talking about he won't be back next season. Damn, let's get through it for this season first. So I hit back. I said, you know, we talked about it to him
that
this is a contract year. Kenny, I can't think for you when you listen to our interviews, but I mean, we love the guy. He was a 1,000-yard rusher. They drafted Bijan. It's what I said to you the other day about Pitts. Yes, you always say they can find a way with cap space, but they're never going to pay top dollar for two running backs. So they'll try to draft a running back next year, but the idea that you would be able to keep Bijan, you know, or pay Bijan going to next year and pay Tyler a big contract, Tyler can go be a free agent and make big loot somewhere else because some team would make him their starter. Do you agree?
I do. And by the way, that was the joke. The joke was Mike was pressing him to say, yeah, I want up out of here. I want my money. He didn't say that, but I kept saying, Mike, you're pressing him. We were joking with him. So the guy who wrote that, again, you didn't get the gist of it. Tyler is fine, man. He's happy. He understands where he's at. He understands what this season means. But he also is in the moment. Like, he's not looking. And he said that to us, guys. I can't look the next season. I can't look to the offseason. I'm right here. Okay, cool. And then we came back later in the interview, and Mike asked him again about it. So bottom line is we're not running from any of this. And that was the whole joke of that. But, yeah, if you heard it that way, I'm sorry.
In a perfect world, we're able to keep the battering ram, you know, with, you know, our own version of thunder and lightning. But it's not the way the NFL rosters work. With all the other things we're going to have to sign over the years, it's kind of hard to see him getting a big contract. We're not wishing him ill. Well, that's why I just – what is going on, Carl? It's common sense, okay? There's a salary cap. We love the guy, but this is the fourth year. Fifth-year guys get that fifth-year option. Fourth guy, this is it. This is a contract year, whether he's here or not. Same goes for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, same goes for Kyle Pitts. All right, and by the way,
don't make me angry on a Friday.
Go listen to the interview, man. It's online. You can go check it out, odyssey.com, and check it out. All right, when we come back, preseason games last night. Ravens defeat the Colts. Really, that wasn't the story. It was the Anthony Richardson dislocating his pinky. Eagles and Bengals, and then we also saw Raiders and Seahawks. Guys, Jalen Milroe flashed a little bit last night. We'll tell you about that and who's not on the field when it comes to training camp next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.